This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The bear that attacked the oil market. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. As you've been hearing, talks will continue between the U.S. and Mexico ahead of the start of the Trump administration's new import tax on Mexican goods after no deal yesterday. And today, President Trump threatened new tariffs on another $300 billion worth of stuff from China. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer's in Washington. Nancy, what's with the crude oil market now?
Well, oil prices are falling because traders are worried that demand will weaken as the global economy slows. And part of that slowdown is due to the trade wars. U.S. oil prices closed at less than $52 a barrel yesterday. That's 20% lower than just a few months ago, putting oil in what's called a bear market.
But it's not just trade. What else is causing prices to fall?
Well, bloated oil inventories, for one. This is the start of the summer driving season, so reserves are usually down right now. But the U.S. Energy Information Administration says by the end of last month, there were almost 7 million more barrels of crude oil in inventories compared to just the week before. Inventory levels are about 6% higher than the five-year average for this time of year.
Nancy, thank you. Oil's up 0.2% in New York trading at the moment, $51.78 a barrel. Fiat Chrysler of Italy and Michigan has ended merger talks with Renault of France. The French government owns a lot of Renault, and Renault has a separate alliance with Nissan of Japan, and it was all very complicated. The BBC's Andrew Walker is in London. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, David.
There were high hopes for this merger. The idea was maybe this could signal a kind of coming together in Europe the way we think of Airbus being a multinational European consortium, but it was not to be.
Well, that's certainly the way it looks at the moment. The reason that this fell apart was because the French government, which has a slightly over 15% stake in Renault, had simply asked for more time. Now, according to the finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, the only reason he asked for more time was because he wanted to ensure that the Japanese maker, Nissan, who has a slightly smaller shareholding in Renault, was on board, and the signs were that they were going to abstain at the vote. It was quite surprising, I think, for many people that Fiat Chrysler so rapidly decided to call the whole thing off. So I don't think you can completely discount the possibility that this idea might be revived, but for the moment at least, I certainly have to conclude that it is, at the very least, deeply dormant.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.7%. Here, Dow and S&P futures are up 0.3% each. Bonds up, the 10-year yield down at 2.1%. And the former mayor of Chicago has landed on his feet. Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff to President Obama, has found work as a barista at Starbucks. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Emanuel, in fact, is going back to Wall Street, joining a boutique investment firm called Centerview Partners, advising on merger deals and more from Chicago. Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you. Heavy, heavy rain this season in the central U.S. continues to ravage farms along the Mississippi. Thousands of acres will go unplanted because of high water and saturated soil. Victoria Darden and her family usually plant around 1,100 acres of soybean and corn, but the levee system around Vicksburg, Mississippi, has pushed overflow water back onto her cropland. With more rain in the forecast and no pumps to redirect the water, she and other farmers are still bracing for more.
I would have never dreamed that I would not be able to farm my land because it was completely underwater. I'm Victoria Darden. I am a farmer in the Mississippi South Delta. I'm 27 years old, and I farm with my father. I have lived on this farm since I was born. I've went up with my dad working on tractors, equipment. Wherever he went, I went. I was his little shadow. In a good year, we normally would do soybeans and corn in rotation. We started seeing the effects of the river flood, the Mississippi River flood, in January. Then in February, we were starting to see the backwater develop onto our land. And then once the backwater reached a certain level, that's when our road became impassable. Right now, it looks like an ocean. A very dirty, stinky, smelly, disgusting ocean with lots of alligators and snakes and things that I normally don't have. From the looks of things, we will not be able to plant this year. The water will not be receded in time and the land will not be dry to hit the date to plant. This year is like nothing I've ever seen nor heard of. I've always heard of the flood of 1973 and I've heard about the flood of 1927. Those are two completely different flood situations compared to what we are facing now. My father has actually never not planted a crop in his life, and he's farmed for over 50 something years, and for a man to say that at 73, it's really hard to take in. No matter what you read or see or witness and tell each of you that's on the line that you have to pay this and do this and get it done by a certain date, you don't fully understand the stress of that situation. We do have crop insurance, but it in no way, shape, or form does it compete with the fact of what we would have actually made having operated this year. When we harvested in last August and September, we had no idea this flood was going to partake in January and inhibit us from farming the next year. I hope we can dry out and find that our soil is maybe not as bad off as what we wonder. And you don't know is how this is going to affect us next year.
You can see photos of Victoria Darden's farm and the alligator she encountered while boating through the high water on her land in onward Mississippi. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.